Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome. All right, well, here we go. We are going to put it all together. Today is Monday, fabulous, fantastic, and fierce Monday. We got some great things lined up for you all week long to keep you pumped up, motivated, to keep you empowered and inspired. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it, and with your help, we can make it happen. So I want to just say good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning to those of you who will tune back in and listen to the archives, or maybe you'll listen on your MP3s. Do you know you can listen to Blog Talk Radio on the go? And pretty soon you're going to be able to listen to Coach Lalisa and all of the motivational, empowering, and inspiring messages from just about anywhere, as you're jogging, as you're at that gym working out. You know, I go to the gym and I get on the treadmill, and the treadmill is cool because you can sit there and, or well, not sit there, but yeah, right, that's a misnomer. You can't sit there, you're going to walk or run, but you're on that treadmill and you can put your headsets on and you can listen to an empowering, motivational message. You can listen to motivational music, you can listen to spiritual music, inspirational music. And really, it takes away from focusing on how many minutes you got done yet. So we have lots of things happening and going on we want to tell you about. Definitely tomorrow, May 1st, if you are unemployed or if you know someone unemployed, please come and register with us at our new place in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1139 East Jersey Street at the Performance Strategies Unlimited Training Institute. It is an arm of the Performance Strategies Unlimited where we will help you get the skills you need to succeed. There you go, get the skills you need to succeed. And so come on over to Performance Strategies Unlimited where we'll help you get the skills you need to succeed. We'll also connect you with places to get the skill if we do not offer that particular training. We can refer you out to the place where, you know, there are a lot of people who have it going on, and we really, really celebrate you and congratulations. But you know what? There are more people who don't have it going on. Always remember that. There are more people who don't have it going on than there are people who have it going on. And I know not everybody cares about people having it going on, but I do. I actually want other people to succeed and be successful, everyone that I come into contact with. So definitely tomorrow, May 1st, 10 o'clock, send your family members, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your cousins, your aunts, your nieces, your nephews, you know, just anybody that you know, over to PSUI, 1139 East Jersey Street, right one block off of Broad Street, downtown Elizabeth, right across the road from Union County College, right down the street from the courthouse, right across the street from the probation office, and places where people go to pay their child support payments, and right around the corner from a lot of stores and things like that. So please, if you're in the area, you know someone who is in the area of looking for a job or an upgrade. There are a lot of people who, yes, they do have jobs, but they're looking to upgrade. They don't know how. I want to be a mentor to you. You can come and you can sign up for coaching, but you can also come and just get some of our free mentoring classes where we will mentor you and show you what you need to do. I know firsthand that on a lot of these jobs, there's going to be no leader there to show you how to maneuver and find your way into the really good jobs, into the really good positions, the really good projects, and the ones that pay the most money. And so we want to be able to, I can help people with that depending on what field you're in, but it really doesn't matter because I know people in every industry that this world has, basically. For the most part, we know people in the medical field, the political field, the law field, or the legal field. We know people in the education field. So you just come to us with your goal and your dream, and we can help you get there. Also, for those of you who don't yet have a goal, you don't yet have a dream, well, my mother taught me something about osmosis when we were young, and, you know, she would kind of joke around with it, but, you know, when I finally got to college in my 30s and I had to take a biology course, and I said, oh, so that's what, you know, she was talking about. We had to learn about osmosis. But sometimes when you're just around people, you will soak up the knowledge that they have just by virtue of being with them. Even if they never said a word, you're just in their presence. And that's how osmosis works in our body. That's why our cells can pick up stuff just because other cells in our bodies or other organs in our body is doing certain things. So through osmosis, just come and be around. You want to be around the most if you want to progress and you want to climb high, you want to be around the most progressive and high-climbing people you can find. And what I'm saying is that right there at the corner of, you know, we're on the corner right there, the corner of Jefferson and East Jersey Street. Our building is right on the corner. There's two doors to enter. 1139 East Jersey Street, Suite 426. And we're on the fourth floor. So come on over. And we're trying to, you know, set ourselves up to be just a progressive group of women who are moving forward. And we want to take anyone who wants to go along. But you got to play by the rules, okay? So rule number one is, you got to show up. It's the first rule to anything in life that you want to be a success. Just show up. So we're over there at 1139 tomorrow, orientation. We're trying to help people who are coming out of prison, getting off welfare. You know, I didn't even think about this until the other day, but for the past year, from all of last year, all of 2011, I worked with a welfare-to-work program. Every single person in the program was on welfare. And as a matter of fact, part of my job was to go to the county welfare building and speak to a group of, say, could it be any number, 30 or more, individuals who were receiving welfare benefits, and convince them to come to our training program. And then part of the time when I would be at the county building, I would go around and speak to the case managers who were handling their cases. And so there had to be a good 25 or 30 of them. And I'm telling all of them, send your people over to the program that I was working with. And while I did that for almost like the whole year of last year, well, what I noticed about welfare is that today, and especially in New Jersey, I don't know how other states are doing it, but some states, they're doing it a little bit similar, but every state put a little bit of their own spin to it. Well, they have something that is called a time limit. So after 5 years, they have to get off welfare. Well, we've been knowing about that since 1997 when President Clinton made that very clear in the welfare to work bill that was passed during that time. Well, the problem is that many people who heard that there was a five-year limit, some heard, some didn't hear. Some have used up their time, and it's time to get off. And they have pretty much the same set of skills that they had when they got on. And so now it's 5 years later, they're trying to get into the job market, and things are just not going to fall for them. I just hate to say it like that, but that's the truth. So, again, we want to open our doors to not so much people who are still on welfare and required by law to go and sit in a training program, because quite frankly, personally, just my own personal opinion, I don't care to work in those kind of programs anymore. Unless people are really doing it different, I don't really care for the "I'm made to sit here" mentality. That does not make a great student. I would rather, for a person like me who is sort of like a boot camp style trainer, give me somebody who wants to be there. I don't care if it's one student. I'd rather have one student who wants to be there, who is enthusiastic and motivated, or even not motivated. That's my job. Let me motivate you. That's what we're there to do. We're going to motivate you. But just give me somebody who, I can't make you want to be there, though. I can motivate you all day and night. That's what God has gifted me to do, is to motivate and empower people. No problem. But I cannot make you want to be there. That you got to do on your own. That you got to go search, find out what it is that you, you know, be somehow find out and be thankful that you're alive. That's pretty much what it takes. Once you do that, now come to me. And now give me somebody who wants to be there. I don't care if you don't have money. I don't care if you don't, whatever. But at least want to be there. So, you know, so I'd rather work with people who are just getting off welfare, because there's a group of people that are, their 5 years are up. Welfare is like, goodbye. You know, you don't have a job. Well, sorry, we worked with you for 5 years. We constantly sent you to a program. Either you didn't graduate or you did graduate or whatever. Still not working, but we're no longer going to give you benefits other than maybe some medical, possibly. You might get some child care depending on if your kids are, you know, little babies. And if they're in school, they're not going to, you know, of course you don't need child care for that. But here's the thing. So those are the kind of people that we want to work with, people who are coming off that welfare because now they want to be there. Okay, when they're on welfare, sometimes they don't want to be there because they can be at home and still get their check. But now without the check, now see, that's the level of motivation has already gone up. So you know anybody like that who is struggling to try to find a job, send them over to PSUI, myself, Patricia Martin, and we also have Yvonne Yarborough helping us out. So come, we have a group of people that are willing to help people get trained, get the skills. We can motivate you. We can empower you. We'll inspire you. We have a staffing agency that we're now working with who have jobs, good paying jobs. Now, will it be your dream job? I don't know, unless packing boxes is your dream job, or, you know, loading trucks is your dream job, or, you know, driving a forklift around a big factory. If that's your dream job, well, then, yes, we have your dream job for you. But come, we do have knowledge of some warehouse jobs to the tune of 150 available slots for warehouse work. assembly line work. So you already know if you got a bad back, bad feet, don't show up because you're not going to be able to, you know, you may get the job, but what's the sense of being on the job and then 30 days later you have to quit because you weren't truthful about your bad feet or your bad back? I've done assembly work. You have to stand the entire 8 hours minus your half-hour lunch break and possibly 2 10- to 15-minute breaks. Other than that, you're on your feet, so don't kid yourself. If you got a bad back, a bad knee, and don't expect them to give you a chair or a stool. Okay? So, you know, those are kind of things that I can help people with that, you know, some other people may not be able to share. I've done assembly work. I know the strenuousness of it. I worked as a recruiter for Continental Airlines where we had to hire people to work out on the ramp, they call it, you know, where they load planes. They have to work in the belly of the plane on their knees. So, again, you know, again, let's try to find you, you know, a job suitable. Same thing with there are people who have bad backs. Okay, I'm sorry. You hurt your back some kind of way. Let's get you a job where you're able to do both standing and sitting. Okay, if that means receptionist work, and even sometimes with receptionist work, even though you are at the phones, you can still stand up and answer the phones. I mean, nobody's going to tell you, you better sit down, you know. So, you know, try to take a job where you can stand and sit if you have a bad back, if you have bad feet, and things like that. So come out when? Tomorrow, May 1st, come out. We will be there looking forward to you. I met quite a few people yesterday at the annual Unsung Angels Award program, and there were quite a few people who were interested in coming over to PSUI. I met one lady who really felt that it was a blessing that we were sharing information about the orientation tomorrow and helping people get jobs coming out of prison. She said, I have a brother who's coming out. He's been locked up for 16 years, and I'm just so afraid that he's going to fall back into, you know, the routine of hanging out with people who don't mean him any good. I need him to be around positive people. I said, well, this is a perfect place to go because we are going to be positive. We're going to help them. She says, you know, she asked me about the training that we offer. What do we do there? I said, we do empowerment training, but we also do personal development, and we also do skill development. So we'll teach them skills like a couple of skills that every job requires that you have no matter what, and that's communication skills, interpersonal skills, team building skills. Do we have a computer room where we're going to teach you how to type? No. But can we refer you right down the street at Union County College? For the past 15 years, they've been doing free computer classes. So there's no excuse for people to not know how to learn how to use the computer. They're absolutely free for about the past 10 to 15 years now. So we're going to be able to share that kind of. Some people say, well, I didn't know that. Well, that's what we're going to be there for. We're going to be a resource for you. Of all this information, I get hundreds of emails every day from individuals offering something. The Urban League, that's another place, organization, agency that offers free computer training. So just because we don't offer free training, computer training there, but we're going to get you the skills that even if you know how to work the computer, you still got to have communication skills, team building skills, and interpersonal skills. And two more that companies you have to have. That's problem solving skills. You must be able to problem solve today. Even if you work on an assembly line, if that assembly line goes down, and the supervisor just so happened to have walked out of the room, they need someone there that can solve the problem. So it's not that problem solving is not some high technical level skill for, you know, senior management. No, problem solving is for everyone. It's for the person frying the hamburgers, flipping the burgers. It's for the person mopping the floor. Again, problem solve. You run out of solution. What do you do? How do you get this floor mopped? You know, the manager has left you and, there's a petty cash. Do you use petty cash and go to the local Walmart or dollar store and get more solution? Or do you just sit and wait for the manager to tell you to do it? You see, problem solving is needed at every single level. Also, there's a new whole industry that is opening up, and people need to get trained for this industry now. You know, and another teaching that we're going to be teaching people how to do is teaching people how to prepare now for what's coming later. I find so many people, millions of people, who have been devastated by the current economic situation. A lot of it was simply because they did not prepare back then for now. I met a lady last night who told me that her whole department at UMDMJ they were all laid off, the entire department. Now, she's been there like maybe at least a good 30 years, but she's still young because, you know, if you got your job at 20, then, you know, you're only 50-something. You're still young. What are you going to do? You're too young to retire. What do you do? Just like the man I met at the job fair 2 weeks ago. 28 years with Lucent, project manager. Job gone, just laid off, the whole department shut down. You know, they'll come in and shut down a whole company. So, but are you prepared? It's not so much, that's not the worst thing that can happen to you is that a department shuts down. The worst thing could happen is that you don't have a backup plan. So we want to come and teach people how to have a backup plan. Please, please, please order my new CD. It's an empowerment CD, Release Your Power empowerment CD. Please order that CD. I really lay it on how you have to empower yourself. Please, you can inbox me on Facebook to order that, or you can go to my website, or you can send me an email at info@lalisajwilliams.com and other CDs. You can come by 1139 East Jersey Street, and you can get a copy. You can order copies of the book, Release Your Power. We have an entire program now, and other things are going on there as well. If you want to learn how to start a business, please come sign up for the training. There's some new training offers that are going to be going down, so please come over for that. And also, for those of you who have been with us all month long, as we've talked about abuse, remember April, we're ending today with the Thriving Beyond Sexual Abuse. This is the absolute last day of the month. And so the month of April is National Sexual Abuse and Assault Awareness Month. Sexual assault and abuse. So that's for individuals that have been molested as children, those have been raped, those who have been, you know, any type of sexual abuse or assault. This month has been all about awareness and then providing help for the people who have been victims of this. For those individuals that have been the perpetrators, they also need help and prayer and classes to learn how to forgive themselves and ask God to forgive them, and then how to live a new life, how to live a new life. You know, I'm not one who subscribes to once a something, always a something. You know, I know God changed me. I know millions of other people that have changed. So I believe that, you know, people can change. But you have to want to change. You have to want to change. And then if you want to change, you know, God will change. And I had to learn that, you know, it took me a long time to really learn that. But change really does start with wanting to change. And so we are excited. We have Pat Martin with us at PSUI, and she'll be there. If she's not there already, she'll be there in just a few minutes. She'll be able to help you with all your paperwork. If you come by today, if you want to get a jump on it, you come by today, you can, you know, give us your name and your contact list, and she'll also be contacting others. But I was very, very excited. And we'll also be setting up a support group for people who have been raped, who do have the fear of the fear and the stigma of being a victim. I've been a victim of sexual abuse. I've been a victim of rape. I've been a victim of child abuse. So I definitely understand and have empathy for you. We want to give you that support to empower you, but I can't do pity parties. but we can celebrate where you're going. You know, we understand where we've been, and yes, we know that that was horrible, but now let's deal with where we're going, okay? So we're going to deal, that's how we're going to deal with this abuse. We're going to see how it has made us stronger, how it has made us better. And I know that's probably weird. Somebody say, how in the world could that have made me better? Believe me, you, God said in his word that all things, not some things, not most things, not everything but sexual abuse, not everything but domestic violence, not everything but being rejected. He says, all things work together for your good. So part of our job, myself, Pat Martin, what we're good at is showing you how to take whatever has happened to you and turn it around. Because with the power of God, we can do it. With the power of healing, we can do it. We can show you. With the power of leadership and development, we can show you how to take everything that has happened to you and how it is for your good. No holds barred. None. Every single thing. I don't care if someone walked off and left you. I don't care if someone took all your money. I don't care if you lost everything you got. But he said all things, not some things, not most things, not everything but that house that you lost because you couldn't pay the mortgage. Not some things, not everything but except for the fact that you had a wonderful, loving wife and she's now gone. No, not that beautiful child that you so loved and you so adored and you thought the world of this child and suddenly the child is no longer in your life. No, not some things, but all things, A-L-L. The last time I checked, it meant everything, all things work together for your good, for them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. That includes all of us, every single one of us who profess we love the Lord. And just about everyone that I know professes that. Oh, I love God. I hear people say, oh, they love. So if you love him, then you must know that everything that it works together. So send people over and we will show you that's how we deal with abuse. Because there's no way, you don't have nowhere else to place abuse but to say that, all right, God is going to work this out for my good. There's no other slot to put it in. You know, I'm looking at my bookshelf there, so I might have a shelf for Bible materials. I might have a shelf for business materials. I may have a shelf just for fiction. So everything has its place. Well, abuse has a place in your life, and it falls into the place that God is going to work it out for your good. He has to. He cannot lie. It's not possible for God to lie. He is not a man. He is spirit. God cannot lie, and he said it. Guess what? It's a wrap. So let us come and, you know, and you, people might say, well, how in the world are you going to convince me of that? Well, unless, I don't know if you heard this or not, but words have power. So by the time we tell you enough, you will believe it. Our words, he said, power and death was in our, life and death is in the power of your tongue. So people say, well, how can I change? Keep speaking it. And sooner or later, it'll show up at your doorstep. So that's all we have time for today. We'll be back here Tuesday. Don't forget, Tuesday is the only day of the week that the Coach of the Lisa Show comes on at 7 a.m. And we have as our host for that show, co-host, Terry Benjamin. And, you know, he always comes with something powerful and something motivating. But just to remind you of what he's coming with tomorrow, because he already posted it. And, you know, his book and movie that he's working on, Sexy at 60. And his title for tomorrow is God in Me, The Power of Deep Inner Conversations. And here's a man who's on fire for Jesus, and he just got saved. But this guy is over 60 and he just got saved this year. Listen, and I've been knowing this man for 20 something years, and I've never, he wasn't saved all that time, but now today he's saved and he's married and he's living a wonderful life. And he was married before, and that marriage lasted 20 something years and more. Look at God. What? Don't tell me what God can't do. And he turned it around, so you'll get to meet this man. Yes, his first wife, it didn't work, but he tried and got a. He's 62. He just got married like a year or two ago. I've been knowing the man for 20-something years, and look how God has kept him. Terry Benjamin, he used to be the admissions director at Union County College. Some of you may know him from that, but he also teaches a lot of classes. So it's been great. It's been real. We thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I see you all there on the phone lines. God bless you, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. God bless you, Pat. God bless you, 609 area code. I'm not sure who that is, but I think it's my good friend, Alicia. But God bless you and your family. We're going to see you at PSUI. I know, Alicia, you're going to call me about doing that beauty one-on-one training class. We'd love to have you and others. Happy birthday to all those on my Facebook page, all those of you who it's your birthday today. Happy birthday and enjoy your wonderful, wonderful day. We're looking, oh, don't forget, for those of you, tomorrow night, if you're in the Irvington area, you can stop by the studios of co-pastor Anita Spaulding with her TV show, A Godly Woman's View. If you're not able, you can catch it online or you can listen on Blog Talk Radio. I will be her guest tomorrow. She will have other people on the panel talking about the current job situation in the U.S. and abroad. So that's all tonight. Today, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.